Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where I interview business owners, CEOs, marketing directors, and whoever else I feel like. It is 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob. And here we go. Question number one in a few sentences. Tell us who you are and what do you do?
I'm Soraya Haya. I own my own fractional chief operating officer firm, and I'm also a fractional integrator for companies running the EOS model.
Perfect. Right to the point, Soraya. I love it. Number two, what advice do you want to share? Go.
Today, I thought I would talk about how to grow and scale a business that truly adds value. I think that's really important.
So go for it. So how do you do that?
Well, first, a lot of people start a business and they think about the what I want to do. My suggestion is you think about the why. What value are you going to add to the world and to the community and to other businesses, for example, if you're a B2B? And back up from there, the why is the value that you're going to provide. From there, then you can do the what. What structure are you going to create for your company? And from there, back up again, and then you do the how. How are you going to deliver the value in the most optimal way?
Okay, so give me, have you done this for other clients and people that you've actually walked them through this process?
Yeah, I, by nature, am a fractional COO and a fractional integrator for EOS for a lot of startup companies. So I've worked with a lot of startup companies, and especially companies that are in early stage launch or trying to figure out how to get their business plan together. I work with a lot of them to say, what value are we going to offer? And how do we create the right structure around that? People, process, and systems. And then I, in my role as the chief operating officer and integrator, I create a strategic plan with the client, and then we work to scale that plan.
Perfect. Now, you don't need to name the client, but give me an example of how you did this process with someone and like things that the audience can learn from that process.
Yeah, so a client that's in the cannabis space comes to mind here in Colorado. Of course, cannabis is state legal. Mm-hmm. And so we were at very early stage launch, had some funding, and pretty much put together how to deliver value for the technology that this company was offering to other cannabis firms, so they were a B2B, in a very structured and prescribed manner. What was the value that was going to be offered and how were we going to roll it out, especially considering that cannabis wasn't federally legal, created the right structure. And in the EOS model, we do right person, right seat. The right structure aligned the organization to do that, created a one-year plan, and then backed it up to quarterly objectives and just really executed against those quarterly objectives.
Perfect, perfect. Let's get to question number three. It is shout out time. Go.
So I have shout outs for 3 people. So Tina Evert, you can find her on LinkedIn or tinaevert.com. She is a personal development and career coach. She's extremely good. She helps people find their authentic selves and build a career around that and really be successful showcasing who you are and what you do. Terry Rice is another friend and colleague. Terry Rice is a business development coach, mentor, marketing and branding specialist, especially for consultants who are thinking of going out and starting their own entrepreneurial business. And then last but not least, a shout out to Benjamin Wolf. He is a fellow EOS community member like myself. He is an EOS implementer and also an integrator and a COO. And he actually has a book coming out that talks about fractional leadership at the executive level.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you for that. Number four, the final fun question. Tell me about your first sale.
So my first sale was the one that really comes to mind is, I guess my first year out of law school, I joined a big firm and we were doing M&A work. And it was really an eye-opening lesson in what is required to actually sell a company. And I think it was that experience that really led me to enjoy strategy and enjoy execution. All the different moving pieces that goes into the sale of a company is very, very complex. And I just found it fascinating to put the whole plan together and get it done.
Love it. Love it there. So Soraya, am I saying your name Soraya? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Perfect. Soraya. I want to make sure. I want to make sure that I get it right there on that part there. You've got 3 minutes and 30 seconds left. So here's what we can do. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather in Colorado. Or since the best know when to be concise and when to end early, we end early. Go for it.
So let's talk about what adds value for your listeners. What do you hope to showcase as you interview people?
A basic idea is the idea being someone goes on the podcast as a guest. They're able to give some really good value. So people say, they know their stuff. I should check them out. I skip all the podcast BS, which is why it's only 8 minutes and 8 seconds instead of these hour long interviews.
Right, right. What's been the best interview you've had?
Best interview was a guy named Earl, and just really had a good interaction with him. He became a really good friend and client. And so been really enjoying hanging out with him.
Wonderful. That's all the questions I had.
Perfect. Do you want some promo time or we can end early?
I could talk about my, some of my client experiences.
I mean, if you want to, or you don't have to, we can end early. That's okay. This podcast is very flexible.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's end early.
Perfect. We're ending early then. You pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Soraya, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
Exactly there. Hey, your website, say it real quick.
KazanaInc.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Soraya, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I am legally required to tell everyone who's watching or listening to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you all to do. You all have a wonderful day. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.